Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August the 28th, 1787, a grand mansion was offered for sale in Bridgetown by an advertisement placed on the front page of the Barbados Mercury. The house was located next to the town hall at Cheapside. It was owned by the Honourable William Moore Esquire, who was at that time Attorney General of Barbados. Remarkably, for those familiar with the area today, the house was said to command a very extensive and beautiful view of the country. Evidently, in those days, the area of Bridgetown was much smaller and much less built up than it is today. Moore's house was luxuriously appointed. It was listed as including two parlours, a dining room, a drawing room, four bedchambers, a commodious china closet, a pantry, a brick wine vault, and other spacious cellars. On the same plot of land stood a large and convenient kitchen. In those days, kitchens were built to be away from the main house in an attempt to reduce the ever-present threat of fire. There was also a coach house and negro houses uniformly erected on the leeward side of the house. These negro houses, or huts, were the dwellings for the domestic slaves that served the house. The property also included a garden and a stockyard, separately enclosed by walls and Chinese railings. In total, the property comprised nearly 10,000 square feet of land. In the advertisement, William Moore gives no reason for the sale of his grand house. However, by this date, he had acquired Canewood Plantation in St. Michael, and it seems likely that he had decided to transfer the family home there. The slave register of 1817 shows that the plantation was still owned by a man named William Moore 30 years later, perhaps the son of the former Attorney General, and that he owned 33 slaves who worked on the plantation. The notice advertising the sale of Moore's grand mansion in Bridgetown, published on this day in 1787, provides us with a glimpse into the lifestyle of wealthy slave owners in Barbados at the end of the 18th century.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.